Hello and welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm James, and as always, I'm joined by the brilliant Lisa. Today, we're diving into a topic that's increasingly important in education: student agency and voice. Lisa, are you as excited about this as I am?
Absolutely, James. This is such a powerful concept. When students feel like they have a real say in their learning, it transforms the entire classroom experience. It's not just about getting the work done, it's about fostering motivation, confidence, and curiosity. There's so much to unpack here.
Right, and what I love about this topic is how practical it is for teachers. It's not some abstract theory, it's about creating classrooms where students take ownership of their learning. And one thing we'll focus on today is how to do that in a way that's meaningful and sustainable.
Exactly. To start, let's paint a picture for our listeners. Imagine a diverse middle school classroom where students are presenting their projects. One student is confidently explaining their poster, another is showing their choices on a tablet. There's a whiteboard titled Choice Menu with options for content, process, and product, and even a suggestion box for student input. It's a scene filled with collaboration and engagement.
That sounds amazing, and it's a perfect example of what student agency can look like in action. But Lisa, let's break this down a bit. Why does agency matter so much in the first place?
Great question. Research shows that the relationship between teachers and students is key. When that interaction feels safe and supportive, students are primed to engage. But when it feels unstable or rejecting, you see behaviors like withdrawal or attention seeking. Student agency, giving students choice and voice, is one of the most effective ways to make those interactions empowering.
Right, because choice signals respect and voice signals trust. And when students feel respected and trusted, they're more likely to develop intrinsic motivation, which leads to deeper learning. Extrinsic rewards like grades or prizes might get short-term results, but they don't build long-term engagement.
Exactly. It ties back to theories like Vygotsky's social constructivism and Aucibel's meaningful learning. Learning connects best when it's anchored in prior knowledge and social contexts. So, when students can set their own goals or connect lessons to their interests, the learning sticks.
So, for teachers, it's about creating that emotional safety first, then opening up choices and spaces for student voice. But let's get practical. What are some core principles teachers can use to guide this process?
First, build safety. Students need to trust their teacher before they can take risks with learning. Warm, consistent interaction is foundational. Then, anchor choices in prior knowledge and challenge. If the material is too easy or too hard, students disengage. And make voice meaningful. Don't just ask, "Do you like this?" Instead, involve students in decisions about learning objectives or how they'll demonstrate understanding.
That's so important. Another tip I've read about is using formative assessment to support agency. Feedback should guide the learner's next steps and encourage reflection, not just evaluate their performance.
Exactly. And avoid leaning too heavily on predictable rewards. Instead, use unexpected praise or meaningful recognition. It's about showing students you notice their effort and progress without making it transactional.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk strategies. What are some low-prep ways teachers can start integrating student agency into their classrooms tomorrow?
One great tool is a choice menu. For instance, students can choose what content to explore, how to learn it, like through reading, a lab investigation, or a role play, and how to demonstrate their understanding, whether it's a poster, video, or essay. It's simple but powerful.
I like that. Another idea is co-creating success criteria and rubrics with students. The teacher can propose draft criteria, and then students can add, modify, and vote on what they think is important. It gives them ownership over how their work is assessed.
Absolutely. And don't forget student-led mini-conferences. These are short, 5 to 10 minute check-ins where students share their progress, show evidence, and ask for specific support. It's a great way to build responsibility and reflection.
Another favorite of mine is using exit tickets. But instead of just asking for content review, include prompts for student voice, like, What part of today's lesson would you change? How would you change it? Or, what question do you want to explore next?
Yes, and let's not overlook class meetings and suggestion boxes. Regularly setting aside time for students to share their ideas or suggest topics for study makes them feel heard and more engaged.
Now, Lisa, one thing I find fascinating is tailoring agency to different types of students. Not every student is ready for full autonomy, right?
Exactly. Research suggests there are three interaction profiles: safe, unstable, and rejected. For safe students, about 25-30%, you can offer broad, open choices and even independent projects. These students are ready for leadership roles like peer mentoring.
And for unstable or searching students, about 50-56%, it's about structured choices, like choosing one of three topics and one of two formats. Regular checkpoints and positive feedback help build their trust and confidence.
Right. Then there are rejected or withdrawn students, roughly 12-18%. For them, it's all about relationship building first. Start with micro choices, like selecting a partner or topic of interest, and use gentle invitations like, "Would you like to try this together for 5 minutes?"
Those small steps can make a huge difference. And feedback plays a key role here, too. Instead of generic praise like "good job," say something specific, like, "I noticed you explained the evidence clearly. Could you add a real-life example to make it even stronger?"
Exactly. Specific feedback focuses on growth and builds student self-esteem. And prompts for self-assessment, like, "What part of this project surprised you?" Or, "What will you do differently next time?" Encourage metacognition and ownership.
Lisa, this has been such a rich discussion. Before we wrap up, any final advice for teachers looking to start tomorrow?
Start small. On Monday, try a quick interest survey. Ask students what real-world questions they want to explore. Or add a 2-minute exit ticket to your lesson for student voice. These little steps can lead to big changes over time.
Great advice. And remember, student agency isn't just about giving choices. It's about creating the emotional and instructional foundations that make those choices meaningful. Thanks for sharing your insights, Lisa.
Thanks, James. And thanks, everyone. Keep empowering your students and building those amazing classrooms.